You are just as delicious as ever. So sweet, so peaceful, tucked away in deep and restful slumber, mind untethered, free from fear of man or beast. But I am neither, my child. Oh, you look so confused. Did you think we were done here? That your circles of salt and petty trinkets had kept me at bay? Never. You are bound to me, body and soul. Nothing you can do will change that. Not even death. No, I was simply having my fun. The greater your hope, the deeper your anguish when it is extinguished. It's adorable. All this waiting, though, I've worked up quite the appetite. How do you suppose I shall satisfy my hunger? You are trying to fight it. Oh, how cute. Yes, struggle, struggle, little human. Fight against the paralysis that has claimed your body. It is of no use, but it amuses me. Oh, have you given up already? What a shame. I suppose you must want this, then. Oh, yes. I know you do. And it will feel so good. That is better. A fine start. But now, for the main course. These will just get in the way of the task. here we are, naked as the day you were born, just as God intended. Oh, and what a fine body you have. And here. It is nearly healed then, is it? When I push there, does it still hurt? If I push harder... No. Not now. Not yet. I need you to keep your strength for what comes next. My lips against your neck, they make you shiver slow, sweet. As my fingers trace the skin on your chest. And the stiffening peak of your nipples. My mouth shall find those as well. My sweet boy. The fear prickles at your spine, and yet, for what are you so afraid? Of a little pleasure. Oh, no little pleasure. The greatest any man has ever known, and all for you. And for me. And these pebbled buds beneath my tongue. So sensitive, my property. Trembling beneath my touch. Moving farther now. Down. Down the length of your body. To stop and kiss the soft skin on your stomach. Down again to your thighs. The muscles are taut here. Are you trying to fight against a paralysis? Still. You will succumb, sweet boy, and your struggle will make it all the sweeter. My delectable morsel. And oh, I am gentle. What did you expect? That I would ravage you, set upon your naked form like some starving dog. How little you understand me. I do not wish to harm you. Quite the contrary. I aim to bring you to the heights of ecstasy, so we may both find satisfaction there. Release your fear and give in to the pleasure. My mouth on your skin, moving ever closer to the hardening between your legs. Your skin is so smooth, warm on my lips. Let me run my hands down here. Ease this delicate place. Hanging pendulous beneath your manhood. And let my lips embrace your sex as well. Gentle. Gentle, soft and slow, lips and tongue fluttering against you, tiny motions, little movements. For me. Good boy. Oh, you moan for me. You see it now, how good it can be to give in to your carnal desires. Let my lips caress the head. Pull it into my mouth. Suck on the rigid flesh. Working down farther now. Lower and lower. Until my nose presses up against your mound and your length is completely enveloped in my warm, welcoming mouth. Oh, you like that? Oh, it is so nourishing. Perhaps if I bring my lips down here, lower, oh yes, and this too, my tongue against your sack. While my hand strokes you in time. Fingers slick with spit. Slipping over the head, down the shaft, and back again. Faster now, then. Buck up against me. The pleasure is building. But you do not want this, do you, human? My lips and tongue. My hands are working together to bring you to climax. This is what you were fighting against. So hard for so long when you could just have given in to me. The shuddering ecstasy of my embrace. But you do. So not for me. Fight against the paralysis and move your head up and down. Let me know how much you want this. How badly you want your owner to pleasure you. As you wish, but not like this. No, not my slit. Let me take your hand. Guide it down here. You feel it, the warmth, how sweetly it puckers. Yes, I am going to slide you fully into my backside and show you how delicious surrender can be. Yes, that is good. Do you feel how tightly it grips you? And as I rise and fall, how I massage the length of you. So warm and willing, opening for you. Thrust up. Thrust your hips up. Just like that. Drive your hard sex fully into me. Yes, you are close now. I can feel it. It is so satisfying. Oh, and satisfying to you to fulfill your purpose. Your only purpose. The only one that matters. Beneath me in supplication. Shaking with gratitude. Oh, you are so hard, little one. So hot and hard and ready. You are going to come. I can feel it. Yes. Come for me, human. Come inside of my eager body. Come for your master. Come. Dripping with your release. Such a mess. Clean me up, then. Use your tongue. Good boy. I feel much better, don't you? You look weak, tired. Don't be sad. I left you alive, didn't I? Drained, but breathing. And now, for the matter of payment. You didn't think that was it, did you? That I would take what I wanted from your body and pleasure alone? That I would leave you now, sore and weak and deeply. Worryingly satisfied. Oh, no. No, no, no. You haven't paid your due yet. I will not take much from you. Not today. You have already given me your body, your strength, your dignity. What more could I take? This rib, though. Yes, it has healed. I can see that now. That just won't do. No. I must mark my property so it doesn't forget. And if I just press down and wait until I feel... Perfect. Absolutely. Thank you for the lovely meal. It was exactly what I wanted. I'll be back for more later. And this time, I won't hold back.